The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we have a couple of guests conferenced on the line together. Bob Lynch was telling us a little bit about social media. Lou Compton with Maryland Bowhunter Society was giving us some early history on MBS. Steve Keithley joined us, and unfortunately, Steve, I had to clip you a little bit there at the end to get the get to the news. So let's go back to where you were, talking about the involvement of Bob Lynch with Hunters of Maryland and what you guys do.
Yeah, Bob was really instrumental in helping us get exposure. The exposure, logo, web design, all that good stuff, and he oversees all that for us. Bill Miles, our lobbyist with HOM, Bill will have updates on legislative things periodically, some articles of interest, things of that sort that might pertain to the legislative lobbying side of the sport in the state here. And Bob's just done a real good job with that for us. Had a lot of suggestions early on when I formed HOM. January of 2020, shortly after that, when I started trying to raise funds to support all this, I had a conversation with Bob, and he kind of took the bull by the horns and pointed this in the right direction. So it's been real good.
Yeah. Yep. You have a nice page, nice web page, nice Facebook page. A lot of stuff to read on there. I don't want to say this is not for the average guy to read, but it is, because people need to be educated about what's happening in our state legislatively. There's always somebody coming after us.
Yes.
There's always somebody coming after us, and there's always support from groups larger than the hunting community who are working against us, working against Sunday hunting, working against the fur trappers, working against gun owners. And, you know, we got to be informed on these things, because these decisions that are made in 90 days in Annapolis affect our lives for years and years and years and years, and affect our lifestyle and affect our traditions and, you know, what we can do here in Maryland. And people just think, oh, we got a bag limit, and, you know, we got a lot of good hunting here, and all I got to do is find a place. But you know what? That may not always be, frankly, a very small percentage of the population of Maryland. Less than 100,000 of us participate actively in hunting here in Maryland, to a state of, 6.1 million, something like that. So you got to kind of claw and scratch your way through the legislation if you want to be heard and you want to protect your interest.
That's exactly right. Bill Miles, our lobbyist that everyone is familiar with, Bill, he's really jumping right now. It's all virtual in Annapolis. Bill
right.
I talk with Bill all the time. We strategize on things, and the word on the street at this
time,
behind the scenes, talking to Senator Jack Bailey and a few others that we work closely with, it could be a really, really good session for us.
And
we'll be, things have not been voted on yet, but
right.
you can get a feel of what's happening behind the scenes up
right.
there and with our with our contacts in Annapolis. I would urge you, Alan, to maybe after the session get me and Bill Miles back on here with a legislative update.
I'd love to. Sure, why not? Absolutely.
Well, you know, we'll have a summary. Bill will have a summary, and we can talk about the how things turned out this year.
Well, you know, there's not just social media out there, fellas. You know, a lot of people still read print magazines, and that's what I do. And, you know, it for the hunting community, spread all across the state. And, you know, Bill has written articles for the Quarterly and been very well received. So, you know, we promote our magazine online. We promote our radio show online. Robin, a couple of weeks ago, you know, just insisted we get more of a presence online. And Bobby Velvet, did you like the Outdoors and Radio Show page yet?
Yeah, I have.
I don't think so.
No.
I tried to add your link to the post.
When I share it, you guys respond to me, but you got to go to the page, buddy.
I will like it. I've shared something. Well, maybe I shared it from your personal page. But listen, let me interject something real quick about Steve and HOM, and because you really touched on something about, you know, about print, okay?
Right.
You know, a lot of people are forgetting about print, and I've heard the term print is dead.
Nah.
Don't even bother with it. Which is false. You know, everybody likes to use social media, you know, A, because it's mostly free and it's easy, and they forget about print.
Right.
And the reality of it is if everybody else is forgetting about print and all on social media, you know, go back to print. I mean, these things move in waves.
Sure.
It's been like that, you know, through the entire 19th century. The 20th century.
Here's what I find, Bob. Everybody who has a social media presence, okay, uses other media to promote their social media presence.
Absolutely.
TV promotes websites. TV promotes print promotes websites and Facebook pages. You know, it's not just necessarily a self-propagating thing on Facebook. I mean, it is to some degree. We put Troy Thomas's giant buck, which we're going to be measuring tomorrow officially, on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. Okay, that's a lot of exposure. But we also put it on our social page, which got 125,000 hits in 24 hours. So
isn't it amazing?
It works. It all works together.
Let me interject one thing here, okay?
Yes, sir. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I don't claim to be a quote-unquote marketing guru, but I've worked so long in the industry with so many people that are marketing gurus that I just learn about it.
Yeah.
And Hunters of Maryland is actually a perfect case study, which I'll circle back. I love that term now, circle back. you know, but there's
that
a
was
term,
Brokeback.
You know.
Sorry.
It's called the armchair approach in marketing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine your company, a business, an entity, whether it's Hunters of Maryland, Maryland Bowhunter Society, NASP, whatever, okay? That entity is sitting in an armchair. Okay?
Yep.
Now, if you just sit there and do nothing, you know, within 6 or 7 years, people will generally recognize you. Or you can have all these entities circling around you, be it a business card, be it a magazine, be it a quarterly publication,
yep,
be it a website, be it a social media page. And basically what you're doing is you're selling your brand and you're saying the same message, but you're using all these things, all these vehicles that circle around your entity, the armchair, and they all drive each other to the entity in the armchair. And
right,
they also drive each other, like you know, the cover of the magazine, that's going to drive people to your social media.
Right.
Social media is going to drive it back to the magazine.
Right.
And you're saying the same thing. It's the same picture of a buck.
Right.
And, you know, we are lucky with hunting because you can't see enough pictures of deer. People love to look at pictures of deer, especially big deer.
Yep.
It's just an awesome marketing thing. Everybody's going to stop and look at it. And, you know, you don't want to fight against that. You just have to recognize, that's a valuable marketing tool.
Absolutely.
Let's get a picture of a guy with a big buck.
Yep.
We've probably seen 10,000 pictures, and we probably all will look at 10,000 more.
Yep.
We can't get enough of it.
Right.
So But it all feeds off each other, but a lot of people forget about print. And, you know, with my clients, and particularly like your quarterly publication, I know that you're getting ready to come up from press because I get calls from some of my clients like, hey, I need a half-page ad designed.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, Alan must be getting ready.
Yep.
You know, because I, you know, designed some print stuff that ends up in your publication.
That's right.
And I don't mean to keep gabbing, but I want to go on and talk about Steve and Bill and this effort with Hunters of Maryland.
Well, let's
and maybe if Lou.
I was just going to say, let's bring Lou into this because Lou has worked with both of these guys in the past, and Lou goes back beyond the Maryland Hunting Coalition. But you know, we've got a little group here together that has all worked in the General Assembly to bring about positive things for hunting and to keep what we have. So Lou's been a big part of that with MBS.
Absolutely.
Big supporter of the Hunting Coalition and a big supporter, I believe, of Hunters of Maryland now. So, I mean, MBS has.
Hasn't MBS recently got on board with HOM?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up. Bill Miles and I met with several board of directors folks probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we had a 2.5-hour get together over at Fisherman's Inn. And the bottom line is MBS has joined HOM, so we were very, very happy about that. They should have, and I think with us gaining credibility through Bob's efforts and our own efforts and whatnot and the funding we've been able to achieve, they step forward. So, yeah, we're very happy about it.
And also shout out to Maryland Bow Hunter Society. They were the platinum sponsor of the Maryland's finest record book, Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And that's why I asked Bob about the logo, because that is one of the logos that appears prominently in the record book on page 6 of the Maryland Bowhunter Society. And we're grateful for their continued support.
And I will be sure to pass that along to the current leadership in the organization. And I'm going to take this opportunity just to say, since stepping down from the board, I've kind of assumed more of an advisory position in the organization, so I'm really not a leader, and I'm comfortable to say that it's in good hands for sure.
That's good.
The decision to have MBS join up with Hunters of Maryland, I had very little input on that after the initial discussion other than to suggest that they consider it.
Right.
And I stepped back, and as I should have as the previous president, stepped back and let them make their decision, and I was very, very pleased to see that they recognize the value of associating with the legislative efforts that are underway through the efforts of Hunters of Maryland, see the value of it. So I'm very, very pleased they decided to join in and be a more prominent part of that effort.
Good deal.
Which something MBS has done historically over the years is stay with the legislative side of things, and I think this brings them up into the up to speed to where they should be with support of such an effort.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate that. Well, look,
thank you, Lou.
Yes, and I'll get back to that point on Hunters of Maryland in just a second, Bob. We have a caller that wants to talk to you by the name of Michael.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Bob.
Alan, this is my client and friend, and he's calling from California.
Well, hallelujah. I hope you've been able to listen on the app.
Certainly have.
Beautiful.
I've looked at your programming, and I get that same type of programming out here. Listen to it most of the time.
Beautiful.
But I wanted to, you brought up a name of Bob Lynch, and somebody was making a joke of known as Bobby Velvet, but if I can reveal to your audience, he's also known occasionally as Bobby Sparkles.
Bobby Sparkles.
Oh.
Bobby Sparkles. Keith, did you know that?
Worldwide.
Steve Keithley, did you know that, Bobby Sparkles?
My other entities. This
that one might
I take my stuff worldwide.
That may be his California connection, though.
Oh.
But I just wanted to tell your listeners about how I know it's more about social media, but Bob got his roots in print media and designing covers, illustration, actually. And then with the transition of print kind of going out because it was expensive, and into Facebook and Instagram, Bob was so integral in helping my business grow exponential. I mean, it was just amazing about how when you put out a print material, you never know when anybody's going to read it.
Okay.
You got to sit down and read it. But something when everybody's got a computer and they turn it on and they go to a particular web page, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. Bob is an expert in knowing how to transition from Facebook, from print or outdoor to Facebook and beyond. So my question is, Bob, what's the future beyond Facebook? What are other mediums that you would suggest,
Well, we were just talking about that, Mike, about, it's a combination of a lot of different things, including like this radio program, and we were just talking about, I've worked with Mike for going on 20 years, and we used to deal everything in print, and now we mostly deal in social media, and it just all drives each other to every entity. You just want to say the same thing over and over and over. That's how advertising works. Over and over and over. Say the same thing, say it at least three times, and your customers hopefully will listen.
Maryland Bowhunter Society, Hunters of Maryland.
A case study, and one thing I wanted to touch base on with social media, he engages his people that are in his group on his page. In fact, I think he does something just about every single day. And, three or four years ago, he wasn't doing that. And now it takes up a good bit of his time, whereas he's actually engaging his clients. He's, he holds contests and he makes it fun. And, I think he's pretty much doubled his base, just in a couple years.
That's great.
So, but it takes work. I mean, it's fun. And, throughout the year, I'll design various ads and we'll talk about different campaigns and whatnot, but we'll do it through Facebook and Instagram. And he's really talking to an audience all over the world.
Yeah.
Really. And
well, we all are.
It gives you an idea of the power of social media. So anyway, that's enough about that, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
It.
All right. Well, good. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you. And best of luck to the, with Bob and I occasionally talk, he tells me all about his hunting pursuits and the websites that he has done.
Sure.
And I wish everybody the best of luck with all those associations.
You got it. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I think Mike just hung up. Okay. Good time.
That
good
was unexpected.
Time.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Very cool. Very cool.
So. Yeah, we got to take our first break. Hold on just a second, Bob. Okay.
Hang on, Bob. We got to take another break. That's what pays the bills here.
I hear you. Got to.
You know, here's something interesting. I'd like to bring out though, the radio show, and the print magazine, is our living.
Yeah.
Okay. We have gotten some success through our Facebook and through our websites and so forth. And we have a website and Facebook page for every entity. Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Outdoors and Radio Show, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Geestern Shore, which we didn't even talk about yet. But, the income comes from working hard and making the sales. And social media helps to promote the brand and the recognition. So,
now we're using it to add to our customers that we give them added value by our digital online presence also.
That's what it goes for. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
you can't always rely just on social media, and that's a big mistake of a lot of businesses.
Exactly.
You need all of it. It all supports each other. But go do what you got to do. We'll come back to this. We'll circle back.
We'll circle back, Bob. Sounds good to
me. We'll circle
back. Hey, we're in a couple. We're in the final weekend of Clyde Sports Shop. Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Friday, March 5th through Sunday, March 15th is the 10 days, and March 13th and 14th, which is today and tomorrow, the final 2 days. So if you'd like to put some nice premium monofilament line on your reel, you know, put some fresh line on there for half price, today and tomorrow, just take your spools into Clyde's and they'll do it for half price. Monofilament line starting at a penny a yard. Shakespeare and Fluger reels and rods are on sale. Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. If you have kids, you know, and you want to take them fishing, well, kids fishing combos, and these are, you know, species specific for bass or catfish or panfish, they're all on sale starting at $19.95. Trolling lures, all on sale. Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers for those Spanish mackerels next summer. This coming summer, they're all on sale, too. And check out their full selection of St. Croix rods. For live and frozen bait, for minnows, for crabbing supplies, fishing license, rod repairs, terminal tackle, and everything for rockfish, Clyde Sports Shop. And you can save money now on the 10-day sale. The Let's Go Fishing sale ends tomorrow. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Indeed. Who do I do next here? I've got so many scripts in my hand. Ah, hey, you've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. It's time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Bill likes to say making backyards great again. Well, that's cool, too. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. Millions of tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and a freestanding deck umbrellas. Those are really cool. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Hearth America is part of Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days. Route 50, exit 44 in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Sliding downhill this weekend after a taste of spring this past week. Looks like we feel the colder side of March now. West, northwest winds through the weekend and cooler today, high 56, upper 30s tonight. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 62. And then much cooler Monday, Tuesday with highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. In fact, could even see some rain or snow showers for Tuesday morning. And much of next week is going to be on the cooler side of things. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and we'll be broadcasting from there from 5 to 7 a.m. live at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Tension Waterman, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
You do your thing and I'll do mine. I like that song. Hey, Bob, you have a caller on the line.
I do.
Yep. Let's bring up the caller.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Hello. Good morning.
This is my lovely Jenny girl, my beautiful daughter. She lives in Florida. She's also a heck of a hunter and a fisherman. She loves all the outdoors. There's hardly any deer down in Florida, but she still tries.
Well, sure.
They all
like dogs. I've been in the Keys and driven back to that little park where all the key deer are. They are tiny little buggers, aren't
they? They are. We were driving through one day through a check-in station. I'm like, did someone hit a dog?
Yeah. Indeed. Well, you know, Maryland has some of the biggest, finest white-tailed deer in the country. Steve can attest to that because he's measured a bunch of them. And
he also shoots them.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. And he waits for the right one. So, you know, we get it. So, and we measure him.
I miss him. I miss those deer, though.
Indeed. Yeah. So, Jenny, thanks for calling in. Do you have any secret stories of your life with Bob as you'd like to relate to our entire worldwide Outdoors and Radio Show audience?
Oh, so I was sitting here thinking about it, and I was like, my dad's a graphic designer.
Yeah.
Talk about his face painting.
His what?
What?
His face painting that he's done to
himself?
For my field day.
Oh, okay.
He had the longest line waiting for him.
Oh, that was when you were in the first grade.
That's cool.
So, Bobby, you do face painting. We'll have to keep that in mind.
I did that day. Jenny, let me interject. She was in her elementary school, and they needed helpers.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, you paint. Why don't you help the moms over at the face painting station? And I went over. And I was like, and they're all like, well, maybe you can paint some butterflies, maybe like little flowers. And so I said, okay. And they said, do you know how to do that? I said, well, let me give it a try. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the first kid comes up, and I was like, you want a flower? No, I don't want no flower. Do you want a butterfly? No. I said, how about I paint a big old snake climbing out your ear? And I painted the kids' whole faces, and I was painting them as skulls and devils and... My line went. I had hundreds of kids, and all the other moms were like, "You can't do that." I was like, "Why not? The kids love it." And then I look over at the moms who were trying to teach me to do butterflies, and they're trying to paint skulls and devils. And
I love it.
The kids
absolutely
go home that day
it.
And get off the bus, and their moms are like, "What the heck?" Yeah,
that's cool,
that was
Bob.
The last day I got the face paint at the elementary school.
That's true. Steve.
I would have had you face painted.
Steve and Lou, if we ever do another outdoor show like we did back in the 90s, if Robin and I ever put something like that together after the days of COVID are long past memories, maybe we'll have to hire Bobby to do our face painting. What do you think?
I'm in. I'll
highly recommend.
I'll be the first one in line. Yeah. My stories are crazy, but they're true, aren't they, Jenny?
Can't make it up.
Yeah, you can't make that stuff up.
That's for sure.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great. Now we'll have something to remind Bobby Velvet about for a long, long time.
So then what, Jenny?
So my other thing I was thinking about, so I went and talked. Well, I was talking to somebody and like, well, you're a graphic designer. I was like, that's right. He is a graphic designer. But then I was like, I'll talk about hunting, too.
Oh, let's do that. Cool.
Yeah. So one of my first memories of hunting was when we were up in a tree stand. I was sitting in between my dad's legs on the ground, and I was really young. And he's like, you have to be quiet and, like, listen. And I remember I could hear some, like, rustling. I was like, I hear something. And I remember this big old deer. Like, walked out right from underneath of us. He's like, hold still. And this big deer, like, walked out underneath of us, and he shot it. And that was one of the coolest things. I think that was the start of, like, my love for hunting. And this was when I was really little. And then up to the point where I got older, and my dad and I, we'd get in our own stands, and to the point where if we didn't see anything, we'd be like, you smell that? You smell waffles? And we jump out of the stands and go to Waffle House and eat some waffles.
That's good. So wonderful.
It started young, and then it's still here.
Yeah, now she's doing her own thing down in Florida.
That's great.
You know, it's tough down there. What did you end up seeing, like two deer the entire season?
Yes, and there's like limits on what you can shoot. I'm like, how do you limit a dog? But there's hogs down here, and turkey season's coming up. So.
Well, there you go. Hogs and turkeys. Huh. Mm. Yeah, that's one thing, Jenny, thank God we don't have here are wild hogs. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, it's scary. There's some of them are big down here.
Got it.
She just got a new smoker. Don't you want to get one of them hogs and try them out?
Heck yeah.
There you go.
But I'm not making your bottom beans.
Oh. That, your dad's a good cook, I'll tell you what.
I beg the difference.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
All right, we're not going to get into a family dust-up here about who's a good cook. How's that?
That's good.
Jenny, good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Jenny, love thank you. You for calling. You got up early, didn't you?
I did. I'm in a different time zone.
Yes, you are. Well, you know what? If you were hunting, you'd get up this early.
You know what? You are right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Jenny.
Jenny, have a great day.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was a nice surprise, Bob.
Oh, yeah. She's great. I got a five-second story for you. She shot a deer one time, and I like to hunt with ewes because they can drag your deer for you.
Exactly.
And my daughter's quite the athlete, and just, like, she's pretty much a beast of a workaholic and very, very strong. And she shot a deer one time, and she tied it with a rope, and we were at the bottom of this hill. And I was like, what the heck are you doing? And then she tied the rope around her waist.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't drag the deer up the hill. She ran up the hill. Ran up the hill with the deer dragging behind her.
Wow.
I am telling you what, that kid can lift cars and stuff. It's amazing. And, you know, so, but anyway, she's a lot of fun. So
sounds like a lot of fun. So,
listen, I do want to circle back on this Hunters of Maryland.
Yeah, we certainly do. And Steve's on the line and very patient. And we thank you guys.
Well,
Lou and Steve, thank you for your patience on that. But that's how radio goes sometimes.
Let me talk about, you know, they're a perfect case study for, I mean, they're not doing anything in print, but, you know, this is about social media and the outdoors and everything. And,
yep.
And you know, they caught me at a right time in my career because, you know, I've been through all the trial and error and learning things. So, you know, as you do, as you go through this kind of thing. So they have a website that is set up perfectly in my humble opinion.
Okay.
It's a simple website, but it's set up so you can see it on a mobile device very clearly.
Yep.
Which is important. It's hugely important, actually. You know, I've read data and statistics that 60% of your audience doesn't even get in front of a computer. They're using an iPad or their smartphone. So your website must work, you know, must be a true cross-platform. But what we do is they have a news section on that website, Hunters of Maryland.
Yes.
And, you know, as Steve and Bill, you know, either release stories from what they're doing in Annapolis or, you know, basically from the field, we will put those stories on their blog or their news release on the website. Now, what we do from that point is we load that thing up with hashtags. And I don't know hashtag is a pretty common thing. Hashtag whitetail hunting. Hashtag duck hunting. Hashtag Maryland legislation. Hashtag, you know, sportsman, Maryland sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is that plants little seeds within Google search engines. And when somebody is looking for you, you know, it may come up as something searchable. It may. It's not a magic bullet, but it may.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is we'll put up these releases on the blog, and after it's reviewed and it's okayed by the primaries, Steve and Bill, I'll then share it. You know, I'll copy the link from the website of the actual article, and I'll put it on their Facebook page. And then we encourage people to share that to their own pages. Sharing is huge. Once you put something up on Facebook, you want your friends and people that like the page to then share, because then it goes out to all their friends and family to read. Well, you're basically leaving a link. And what that link does, it takes you back to the news article, not on Facebook, but on your actual website. So in order to read the article, you actually have to go back to your website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going through the front door of the website like most people think you have to do. You can direct people to go through a side door. And once they're there, they may read that article, but they're also lighting fire to all those hashtags and all the back-end wording. and Google search engines respond to that. And then the hope is that they, you know, so they come into the middle of your website, and statistically, anybody that goes to a website is going to do two or three more page clicks while they're there and see what you're about. So it's a pretty clever trick.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Where'd he go?
Clean, professional, face forward.
Right.
You know, and it, you know, it's about perception. I mean, you have to look the part. You got to show up wearing a coat and tie. You just have to.
Yep.
So, you know, it's. But I didn't know that stuff 10 years ago. It's just through trial and error.
I didn't know it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's. And I, you know, I meant to talk about that earlier.
Yeah.
You
got another. You got another caller on the line, Bob. You're a popular dude.
Oh boy.
Yep. Isabel wants to talk to you. Hello, Isabel. Isabel?
Hello?
You're on.
Hello. Hi, Bob. This is Isabel.
Yeah?
And I came across your ad on Facebook. I imagine that you designed that, which is quite nice. But I'm reading along, and I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated how a man can be a graphic designer. Heard you talking to your daughter. Sounds like you're a wonderful dad who loves her. But I'm just curious, what's it take to become a ninja?
A ninja?
It says here you have your ninja skills in outdoor industry. Do you have ninja skills indoor?
Well, I've seen Enter the Dragon 12 times. I've watched it 12 times, and that makes me a ninja. So,
oh, my God, that worries me. That really worries me that you have nothing to do but watch TV and watch that ninja movie that many times. I think you need to get out there, Bob. You need to get out there, put that paintbrush down, and you need to go find some woman.
I found a nice woman. She won't admit it, but... Yeah, having ninja ability and jiu-jitsu and karate, you know, that's all part of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a master.
Were you attracted to her because she is a ninja as well?
I was attracted to her because she puts up with my nonsense.
Oh, I can't imagine someone like you would have nonsense.
Okay. No,
he got no sense.
Yes, I'm looking at your picture here. And I'm going to guesstimate that in this picture, I would guesstimate you're in your 40s. Yes, with that said, I'm trying to figure, I see a little bit of ginger in that hair that's left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm definitely a ginger. I'll steal your soul.
So you are a ginger boy?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Well... Really,
I was a stunt double for Richie Cunningham.
I remember Richie. I just had a feeling that maybe you were a little bit more ginger than him.
I'm a lot ginger. You can't tell these days because it's turned white, but yeah, I got a little ginger still left.
Yes, I think white's nice. I wouldn't say gray. I would say white with a speck of ginger, a little hue of ginger in there. You just hold on to that ginger.
I'm trying.
Okay, we got to pay the bills for a second, guys. Hold on just a minute. I got
to. Isabel, you're welcome to hold on, but we got to pay some bills here. It's going to take about 5 minutes, okay?
Oh, that's fine, or I can just let Bob go take a potty break while you do that.
Well, that's good. Hey, Isabel, listen, I think your accent is somewhere between Eastern Tennessee and North Georgia. I'm not sure. I'm pretty good on accents.
Lower Somerset County.
I'm not very good with accents, Bob. I tried.
Nice job. Nice job.
I might have won one over on you. I tried really hard. I've always wanted to be Southern. That's what I was aiming for, but obviously I didn't do it very close.
Wonderful.
Very close. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for adding to the show.
Here we go.
I didn't bother you.
You're not bothering me.
No bothering anybody.
Perfect.
It's all good.
Perfect.
Okay, hold on, guys.
1 second. Y'all can have your reunion.
You can have your reunion just a second here, okay? We got to do this, unfortunately. So, everybody, listen. Clyde Sports Shop is in the final 2 days of their 10-day sale. So if you want to save some money, do it this weekend at Clyde Sports Shop. It's the last 2 days where you can get lines wound on your reels for half price, starting at just a penny a yard. Take your empty spools in there, and they'll spin new monofilament on there for you. Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are all on sale. The Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series are also on sale. Kids combo fishing kits and trolling lures are on sale, too. Don't forget to take a look at the selection of St. Croix rods for live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, all kinds of terminal tackle and lures for any kind of fishing, and especially for rockfish, they've got everything. All at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Belt. Way exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Final 2 days of the Let's Go Fishing sale. Let's see. Yes. Backyard Billies. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you just never use? Well, Robin and I did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts. It's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America and Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after this.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guys, we have about a minute, so I just want to say thank you to Bob Lynch, Lou Compton, Steve Keithley, and it wouldn't be complete without one dumb joke, which we didn't get. We said had a lot of fun, but we got to do a dumb joke. So a fight broke out in a local seafood restaurant. What happened? Two fish were battered.
Oh, my God. The worst thing about that, I'll tell somebody that joke.
Yep. That's the problem.
Thank you all so much.
Hey, thanks,
Bob. Bob's business, what's the name?
Bobby Velvet Design.
Maryland,
Bowhunter
Society. Society.
You'll find me.
Hunters of Maryland.
Hunters of Maryland. Thank you all so much.
I'll see you guys.
Thanks for having me.
You'll see Alan.
That was a lot of fun. I'm gonna go back to bed now.
You go back to bed, Bobby. I'm going to Prince Frederick. I'll see Steve down there.
No, you're not going to Prince Frederick.
I mean, where am I going?
Princess Anne.
Princess Anne.
Oh, God.
Yes.
He'll be at your house with Sonny.
Winks. I said hello.
I will do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. We didn't get a chance to talk about the crossbow that they did for you, but that's another time.
Well, another day.
All right.
We will have to do this again.
Bye. See you later, Steve.
Bye.
See you, Lou.
Bye. Most fun I've had on the phone in a long time.
Good. Good.
We had a good time too.
We did too. Thanks, Chris Klaproth, for running the board and coordinating all that today.
Staying with us.
And staying with us and not quitting in the middle. So, Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay out, get rejuvenated today in this pretty weather, and smile at somebody.